I think that, you know, them drafting a punter in the fifth round, I think there was a chance that something could happen. Did I see me coming to Cleveland? No. But happy to be here, and I'm excited, and a little closer to home, what I call my off-season home in Charlotte. So, you know, close to where I went to school in Pittsburgh, and I'm just excited to be here, to be honest with you. It's been a breath of fresh air being here the past few days. Feel really welcomed. Everybody here is awesome in this building, and nothing really negative to say about the whole situation at this point in time. So,
Bill Dawson give you any?
Yeah, I've been texting back and forth with him, and you know, he's a great resource for me to have, especially with the stadium and just getting around the area and everything. So he's been nothing but helpful so far, so that's been awesome having him as a resource.
Are you used to your teammate returners complaining that you're kicking too far?
Yeah, I actually not necessarily the returners. Sometimes when we do full coverage and punt there in San Francisco, some of the guys will ask me to, you know, take it easy on them, so because you know they don't want their legs being, I guess, killing their legs, especially during training camp. But no, I mean there's nothing wrong with that. At times, I don't think it. I think I can kind of take it as a compliment and have fun with those guys. But I guess that's about all I have to say, really.
Did you hope to?
I think that's you know, it doesn't happen very often that a guy starts with a team and plays a you know, 10 plus years somewhere and retires somewhere. So that was always in the back of my head. That was always something that would be that I thought about, but obviously that's not going to happen now. And hopefully I can honestly say I'm not a big proponent of change, but this change has been good so far, and hopefully I can stay here and be here and retire Brown now. So that would be my goal now, to, you know, hopefully punt X amount of years here.
Sorry. Speaking of retirements, what do you make of all the 49ers players who walked away from the game this offseason?
I wouldn't say that it was anything that would necessarily reflect the organization that much. And, I just feel like it was kind of a unique situation and kind of a weird thing that happened. Not speaking for each. Yeah, I don't think it was anything specifically. Oh, it's just because something was done there. I just think it's kind of a coincidence. And I don't know. You never know. Maybe one guy doing it made the other guy feel comfortable enough to do it. I don't know. I don't think anything into it other than just the guys. I felt like, you know, just weren't feeling right. You know.
Why do you think they drafted a punter?
I have no clue.
Did you lose anything, Julie?
I don't think I did. I mean, I think I'm still hitting the ball great. I still feel good. And that is – I don't necessarily – from what I've heard, I don't think it had anything to do with me or my performance. I mean, one could speculate about many things, but I honestly, I do not know, to be honest with you. There was some talking, but I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say I requested a trade. I just think that the situation was what it was, and there was some dialogue between us two. And, you know, honestly, I was never told, yes, you're going to be traded, no, you're not going to be traded, or anything. You know, I was expecting, you know, that, you know, do what I got to do, and whatever happens, happens. So, that's kind of, I guess, all I can really say about that situation.
Is it true you wore the same hat for 12 years?
No, actually, it was I got it my second year, so I wore it for 10 years. So it was had a couple holes in it, and it was pretty old, and it's been through a lot. But I actually started to switch it out a little bit last year because it was starting to get to where, like, I was afraid it was just going to completely rip apart. It was so old, but it was comfortable. It was honestly, it was comfortable, and I'm not a huge. Not really big into. I have routines, but if that routine got knocked off, it's not something where I feel like, oh, I'm not gonna have a good game this week or something like that. So I just think there's certain routines that you just kind of get used to and get you ready to do what you're gonna do. So. It was a 49ers hat. I feel like it. I don't know if it was. Yeah, it was a baseball hat. It was just an old fitted. You know, it felt like a glove on my head, and loved it. I've got a weird thing of how I like hats to fit, so it fit perfectly, so I just didn't want to change it.
Andy, can you talk about your experience with Coach Harbaugh, and how do you think he's going to work out at Michigan?
I didn't have any issues with him. I mean, I think he was a great coach. I think he did great for the 49ers while I was there, and I think he's going to do awesome at Michigan, even though I know this. I guess there's some Michigan fans here, and there's Ohio State people, so I gotta figure out how to use my words, I guess, wisely around here. But I have no allegiance to that. So I think he's gonna do a good job. He's a good head coach. He knows how to get guys to play for him. I think just knowing him and seeing how he talks to the other guys, he's probably a really great recruiter, which I think you have to have in college football. And I expect him to do well. He's did well everywhere he's been. So. That would be for them to answer. For me personally, I didn't have an issue with him. I know he liked me as a punter and as a person, so I didn't have any issues with him. You have a lot of guys in the locker room. Not everybody's gonna be gung-ho for everybody. So I mean, you know, I'm sure there were some guys that had their opinions, but I don't think it necessarily affected the way we played it anyway.
What are your thoughts on playing the 49ers later this season?
I think it'll be cool. I mean, it'll probably be weird. Obviously, I don't know. Right now, just focus on trying to get better. Get ready for opening game this year, and then when that comes, we'll worry about that. But right now, it's I'm a Brown and excited to do what I can for this organization. And when that day comes, I'm sure it'll be a little weird and to be out there on the field with, you know, in a different uniform than what I'm seeing on the other side. But I think by then, with it being so late in the season, hopefully a lot of that will. You kind of have changed and, you know, kind of gone away.
And have you thought much about punting and the conditions that I'm sure Phil Dawson's talked about in Cleveland and just everything you have to deal with?
Our 49ers new stadium, it was windy. It was kind of a little different than Candlestick was. But, I mean, I know it's not as cold there, but – I would rank Candlestick at one of the windiest, hardest places to punt, and seem to deal with that pretty well. And I've talked to Phil a good amount. I've played college ball at Pittsburgh, so I punted in Heinz Field for 3 years, and played in a lot of tough stadiums during that time at Boston College. You know, played in cold weather, and also even being in San Francisco, we came out here and played. So I mean, it's not. Yeah, I have 8 games in there, but you know, probably my guess would be 5. Of them, 3 of them probably be decent. 5 of them could be okay and could be bad. And then, you know, you have your other division teams. You have Baltimore and Cincinnati, tough places to punt. Pittsburgh, tough places to punt. But, you know, it's the NFL and you play at other places as well a lot of times. And I haven't, it's not like I went to a place and, you know, did horrible at those places. So I look forward to a challenge. I look forward to learning the stadium and just trying to figure out and do whatever I can. You know,
can you pinpoint when San Francisco? I mean, a couple of years ago, you guys got good, real fast, and then you're playing in these huge games, and then you're playing in a Super Bowl, and they hope to have that happen here, where this thing swings. Can you pinpoint what swung it there?
I think it's a lot of attitude. You know, I think it's just when you get over the hump of, you know, not. It's just kind of a feeling, I think. You know, I mean, every team in the NFL has quality players and has the talent that can get there. I think it's just, and I think the just from so far from what I've seen here, the coaching staff here, just the players here, it's a good group of guys. The coaching staff seems awesome and, you know, excited and hungry, and I think that's what you need. And I think it just kind of, you know, you win a game, it just kind of builds, and it starts to click. And I think you just got to work hard and do whatever you can do and strive for that, and just at some point it just clicks. I really can't pinpoint anything because we had a lot of great talent when I was there, and that just watching these guys practice, there's a lot of great talent here too. So I mean, it's I think it's just something that you just one day it just, you know, it's hard to really explain. I think, you know.
And I'm sure
you
just talked about this. Can you discuss the reason for the number change?
Yeah. So basically, I'll just keep it short so I don't get all emotional. But basically, my daughter. Was born on January 27th. She had some complications. She got a infection. She passed away, and she was with me and my wife for 8 days. So it's my way to honor her and to glorify her name and lift her up, and you know, just give her a little honor that I wish she could have while she was still here. So, I mean, that's pretty much just the basic reason.
Is that, you'd mentioned earlier about that getting a change, is moving here, is that something that maybe also helps a little bit, you and your wife, just kind of, you know, some new little adventure or something like that?
Yeah, it was Madeline, by the way. Yeah, she was, I mean, I'm sorry, my wife and I, this was something that is obviously a blessing. My oldest son, I have two boys, and one of them's starting kindergarten, so we're kind of in the stage now of, do they come up here, or do they stay in Charlotte for the season? And it's a lot easier to kind of have that problem when they're an hour flight away versus a, you know, 5-hour flight with a 3-hour time change. You know, so that in itself, whether they're here or not, it's a blessing to be closer to home. It's definitely something that kind of shakes things up a little bit. Kind of takes your mind off of some other things that's been going on with us. But
have you spoken to Garrett Hartley at all?
I have not. I mean, I know him. I've played golf with him. Josh Gobie has a little specialist golf tournament. He was out there, but other than that, no,
I didn't
haven't.
Know if you had reached out because of what happened with his daughter?
No, I didn't know what happened with his daughter.
Similar.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, maybe I'll have to. Yeah. Well, I didn't talk to him out there. I was talking to some other guys, and I knew some other guys that had some kind of similar issues that I went through, and Podlish went through something similar, but it ended up working out in the positive for him. But it was close call for him. So it's nice to. I'll have to reach out to him because it's nice to kind of talk to other people and, you know, just pick their brain and kind of make sure they're doing okay as well. So.
So you had a lot of help in that.
Oh yes, you know? It really brought out a lot of friends and family for us, and a lot of friends we didn't know they were as good of friends as they were, and just it's brought a lot of blessing to our life as well as, you know, tragedy. But it's been life changing, but in a good way, some good ways and some bad ways. So I mean, it's something that we're still dealing with, and I think we'll deal with for the rest of our lives. But something that I think we've gotten a grasp on and been dealing with it. It's been a lot easier to deal with things lately than it was.
People always have like things like you can only control what you control. Like as an athlete, is there like a little bit of a mantra that you've had since this has happened, as far as kind of keeping it together each day?
I mean, I think the biggest thing that it's done for me is just made me appreciate my kids, made me appreciate, you know, the two boys I have, made me appreciate my wife, my family and friends and everything, just because it just shows you how fragile life is. But also, I'm a big Christian guy, so I believe she's in heaven, and it's also changed my mind, the way I feel about dying. Like, I don't want to die. I don't want to leave my wife and my kids. I want to raise them and have a great life with them, but also I get to see my little girl one day, you know, so.
When you're also in a hard business like the NFL, it's so demanding, and obviously you're going through a big change professionally after spending so many years in San Francisco. Is going through something like that put all this other stuff in perspective? And
I mean, I think so a little bit. I would say right now, front foremost, like the past, you know, week or so, I guess it's been about a week. Yeah, it's last. Yeah. So, it's really taken our minds off of everything but this. So it's kind of been good to kind of a little change, you know, and, you know, and then just getting here and, like I said, the whole building just being so welcoming and so great. It's actually been a little bit of a breath of fresh air, because I was a little worried, like, what am I going to do? How's it going to be? But it's just been awesome. So, I mean, I'm nothing but excited about this. And so now it's, you know, not saying that the situation was forgotten about, because obviously it's, I'm wearing it now, you know, so. But I feel like that, too, has helped me. Like, now I feel like I can honor her to other people other than just my wife and myself and our family and friends. So,